from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
And if you happen to be driving past the building at the moment, any paramedics would be great. I could do with some oxygen. But other than that...
Look, that was an act of God.
Maybe you should open the window. Jeffrey
open the window, you think?
Yeah,
no. The window, it'll rain in here or something.
That's
then.
True. That is true.
Excuse me.
I thought me and Rachel were completely professional.
Well, we couldn't hear a word.
Yeah, but we could. We got on fairly well.
Well, I'm very pleased for you. I'm so thrilled for the pair of you. It's just that the rest of the world couldn't. All they could hear with me was going, panic! Do you know, that's only the second time in my entire life that's happened.
Ooh.
Well, you know, it's live radio. Stuff happens.
Well, yes.
Isn't that the beauty of it?
You can't help a lightning strike. Goodness.
No.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful,
is it? It's beautiful.
Why am I ringing wet? I'm so flipping hot. Anyway, we have to be serious for a couple of minutes, boys and girls, after all that kerfuffle, because this week is the anniversary of World War One, and there is an amazing campaign going, everymanremembered.org, which is slightly naughty because there's lots of girls as well.
Mm.
And it's being run by the British Legion, the Royal British Legion, and they want Britons to remember every man and woman lost in WW1. And they've actually tied up with ancestry.co.uk to help out. And currently, they're looking for 1,117,077 men and women from the Commonwealth who died in the First World War. And they're looking for your help. So if you can help, boys and girls, please do. They have a web address, everymanremembered.org. We will leave it on our scribdy thing. Everything should be okay, providing the electric stays on. And we just like everybody to just remember one thing. If it wasn't for these people across two world wars and several other skirmishes since... we probably wouldn't be having this conversation now. And certainly, I wouldn't be sitting here with Katka, because I wouldn't be allowed here, is the bottom line. So please give them your support, boys and girls. Please help them out as much as you can. And with a bit of luck, we'll find some people. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And is it fair to say that actually, as much as we respect the people who gave their lives in the war, I mean, people on this show and on this station, is it not disrespectful towards these people for the leaders of our countries to continuously go to war when these people fought a war to end all wars?
Well, that's kind of like false flat, because the first one was the war to end all wars and the second one came along anyway.
Well, that's right.
And unfortunately, you will always get people who go, I don't like what you're saying. I'm going to get my big gun out and disagree with you.
Which means they've not learned a thing.
No, some of these people, absolutely nothing. Anyway, let's brighten the mood up a little bit. Rachel found this. Rachel's story. Rachel can do it.
Okay. Jetstar is a subsidiary of Qantas, and it's a budget airline. Jetstar, a crew member, well, you know when they do at the airport, there is quarantine, so please dispose of any fruit, blah-de-blah. They do that in our country because we're pretty strict about it.
Mm.
But there was a big festival in a place called Byron Bay, and what I can tell you about Byron Bay is that everything, including the people, are made of hemp or byproducts thereof. And so you see where I'm going with this. So this Jetstar crew member has warned passengers returning from the Splendour in the Grass festival about drug detection dogs waiting at Sydney Airport and has advised them to flush away anything they shouldn't have because the sniffer dogs are going to get them.
Oh, right.
So this particular crew member was clearly trying to be humorous, and it wasn't taken in the best of humour, because they were basically saying, it's when you flash your lights, when you see a speed camera, you flash your lights to warn oncoming motorists. It's called Hinder Police. You can actually get ticketed for it.
Can you really?
You can't hear, but yeah. My brother got done for it once.
Really?
While he had some hemp in his car at the time. But, But, yeah, the airline has apologised to the passengers.
Right.
And they said that the issue is being addressed with this cabin crew member. But I think this cabin crew member had a heck of a sense of humour.
All right.
And shouldn't be punished too severely for
people,
it, but, you know.
People did go and flush the drugs, didn't they?
Well, yeah.
Well, there you are, then.
Yeah,
anyway.
What interests me about that is the fact that when you flush a toilet, a loo on a plane, the
contents goes down.
It goes down. Well, yes, it goes down outside the plane and falls upon the earth.
So they just...
Yes, so it's
there was loads of drugs dropping out of the air.
It's giving back to nature.
Absolutely.
It was the byproduct of
you meaning to the Mile High Club.
Absolutely. Anyway, we're moving back to the chat room. Yamila's found us now. Hi, Yamila, how are you doing? Hi to Milko, who said we'll enjoy the show. And William says, hi, William. He says, thunderstorms. Russian rockets, more like, mate.
Never know what it was.
Oh, too soon.
Anyway, we are now going to gloat a little bit, as is our wont, because we are based in Poprad, are we not?
We are,
aren't we?
We are, and we are so excited.
Are you going to announce? I'm going to let you announce it.
Okay.
Go on, then.
Okay. Finally, after a good couple of years, we're going to have flights directly from London Luton to Poprad, and that was announced on 28th.
It starts
on the 28th of October.
She's got some microphone down. She's get a grip, yes, girl, will you? So do you want to start again?
Okay. Right. Wizz Air, the largest low-cost airline in Central and Eastern Europe, they've announced a new route from London Luton to Poprad in Slovakia, which will start on 28th of October 2014.
Mm-hmm. Wizz Air,
yes.
And
the prices.
It's the previous story, doesn't it?
Wizz Air is not a hemp-based. Yes, Wizz Air.
They, yes. And the fares are starting from £25.99.
That's good, isn't it?
Amazing.
That's $5,000 for all you listening here in Australia.
$5,000.
Do you realise
what
that is actually? This company, Wizz Air,
yes,
are actually charging you to travel to Poprad,
yes,
round about a penny a mile.
Is that right?
Wow.
£25, 2,500 miles more or less, penny a mile.
Penny a mile.
Nah, it's less.
But it is slightly less.
As the crow flies, it's about 2,000 kilometres from Poprad to London, roughly. So it's even cheaper than you reckon.
It's easy. It's just over half a penny a mile. How can they afford to do that?
Because they love me.
Why does it cost me £1,000 to go to blinking Spain?
Because they love me.
Which is on the same place. Pardon?
They love me.
You talked over my rant. I didn't hear you. I was drinking your mouth for you.
Oh, no, but you can't come.
I can if I want.
No, you can't.
I'd just ignore you.
You can't. I won't let you.
I wouldn't even look at you.
I won't let you.
Oh, would you stop me?
Our show's having a row. What's going on?
I'll think about this. Because if you come to Slovakia, specifically Poprad, according to the letter from the Queen, it's my job to look after you.
No, but it's my job to look after one of those Philip, isn't it?
Sorry, Rach?
Is it you, one of those ambassadorial dudes?
Yes.
If you come to Darwin, I won't be here, so a crocodile will look after you.
Anyway, we move on. But that's great news for Poprad and the High Tatras region. The tickets are already on sale, as it goes, on Wizz Air, which is WIZZAIR, wizzair.com, and you can book your tickets now, and I will look after you if you come along, as long as your name's not Lee Banks.
Or Jeffrey Archer.
You're my love. Oh, no, you're not. I do not believe this story. OkCupid is a website, a dating website, and on purpose, to check the way their software works, they connected people with the wrong people.
I don't see why you think this is incredible. I can tell you a true story about it.
No, it's not.
This is stupid.
Thank you, Rach.
If you're doing a beta test on your software, putting people together who are wrong for each other is potentially calamitous.
Yes.
Because there have been people on dating sites who have killed people So, you know, let's not do a beta test on actual humans. No. Let's get the software right to begin with, shall we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm doing market research.
Go on, then.
Have you ever done a dating site?
I have been recommended by somebody to join OkCupid.
But you're not going to now,
are you? I'm not.
Good girl.
I'm not.
Stupid.
But again, I've heard some funny stories about it. Bad stories, yes.
Right. Are they broadcastable?
Rather not.
Okay, right. We understand.
I've done internet dating.
Have you?
Yeah, I went on one of those type of sites. Not this particular one, clearly, but I went on another. And the only reason why I got put with the wrong person was because I lied about who I was.
Well, me and Andy decided to do a test because we were bored. She's fallen out with me today, actually. I'm falling out with her, so we're not talking. But anyway...
So you weren't a good match anyway?
No, we're only falling out today. We might be friends again tomorrow, but I'm not. I'm refused, point blank, to speak to her. And if she walks into the room, I just turn my back and flounce my hair at her. So, anyway, yeah, we decided when we were a bit bored one day, we decided we'd apply to, it wasn't OkCupid, it was a different one, to a dating site to just see what happens. And the incredible thing is that this dating site actually put us together, but they added a note on the end that said it's really good because you both live in the same house.
Stupid. Anyway, I've got something serious to tell you, boys and girls. There are lots of cities and towns in the UK, if you're going on holiday, where they are now offering you free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
There is a fundamental problem if you're going. Number one, when you sign up to these things, the idea is they are giving you information about tourism, shops that are around, cafes that are close to you, all these lovely things for free. There is no free lunch. They do in the small print is you agree to give them all the details from your phone, what you're doing, where you are, when you're there, yada, yada, yada. And so they're actually taking all this data from your phone.
Yeah.
For free,
yeah.
So they know everything about you, what you shop for, what you don't shop for, where you go to coffee, everything. These free Wi-Fis, and the bloke on the television says, well, it's wonderful because it's free. No, it is not.
Is this in a pub as well, things like that?
Yes.
Pubs, so they're all nicking off you. Everybody nicks off you in this world now, don't they?
Nothing's for free. Everything has got a cost.
Exactly. I'm looking at our chat room now, and we've actually got somebody on there who can tell you all about it, but as it goes, probably better than me. And maybe we should get him on here one week, William. The fact is, if you're in a private area like a pub with a Wi-Fi system, I kid you not, a spotty teenager can go into the same network if it's free. He can take, if you happen to have them on there, your bank account details if they're on your computer or your phone. He can steal the, well, in fact, I'm called by the boss a white hacker, which means I know how to do it, but I haven't crossed the line. So, there's lightning
another
again.
Lightning.
Oh, what a shock.
I'm going to wait for the big bang in a minute.
hang on. Yeah, that's why we keep going off air.
Cool, dude, that was loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
flipping
loud,
heck.
That wasn't lightning, sorry, that was my dinner.
Okay. but seriously, if you were sitting here now, Lee, connected to a Wi-Fi that I have in the office, I could use some software. I can go tickety-dee, hang on, I'll pretend. I've done me a little tickety diggly diggly, and I'm now looking at your bank account details, adverse websites you've looked at, or anything else that you've done on your computer. In fact, I could copy your whole of your hard drive and nick it.
What if I'd been on the dark net?
There isn't one.
There is?
Well, we're not talking... That's what I said. The bits that we're not talking about.
Oh, those are the bits we're not talking about?
Yes, but I'd still know you've been there.
I've never been there.
You have?
I have not.
Are you sure?
I discovered it yesterday on the telly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know about it until yesterday.
We went ping on my computer.
What did?
The fact you've been on darknet.
No, we didn't.
What's a darknet?
Do you know what I'm going to do one day, Rach?
What?
Rach, do you know what we'll do one day? I've got some proper... We use some... in the day job, we use monitoring software to see when people have done some work and where it's gone, and it's a management device.
Which it's not. It's spying.
No, it's a management
it's
device.
It's spying. Really.
Oh, right. It's a management device. Most good digital media companies use them. I rigged this one myself, and I think I should put Lee Banks's name in it.
You can do if you wish.
Yeah, you can see where he goes and what nefarious things he's doing.
We can see all the things he's up to.
I've never had an affair.
We could
no, never had an affair.
You know where he's going. No, the only thing you'll find is him Googling himself. And I mean, that. I say that with love.
Yeah, I think we should. Should we do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
We're all up for that. Anyway, our friend.
I want to know where to go.
Our friend Kimmy's been at it again. Fat boy Kim. It's. Just boys and girls, that. You've just got to see this. It is one of the funniest videos I've seen on YouTube forever. And it's a video poking fun at the so-called supreme, self-appointed, leader of North Korea. And there's over 55 million viewers of it so far.
Yeah, but how many of those viewers were viewing it at gunpoint under his orders?
This is true.
This is very true.
No, but he wouldn't do that because President Putin and President Obama are on there as well, on the same video.
Ah, I see. So,
no, well, maybe he didn't.
I'm back on Eric's side now.
Yeah. But yeah. But there again,
maybe
he might have.
He's going to get shot.
Yeah, he might have done.
Answer later.
Anyway, if you look up Fat Boy Kim on the interweb, it was actually written by a Chinese geezer. And he said on his website, it's just for entertainment, not political.
It's very good.
Yeah, right. But it's hysterical. You've got to watch it, boys and girls. And talking of numpties, as we do now and again, what a bunch of lemons the Russian government are.
Why?
Because they've said to Apple, yeah, just this little company, Apple, give us your source codes. Hello?
Yeah, okay. We will.
Yeah, that's going to happen, isn't it? So what
there's a different way of looking at this, isn't there, really?
Why?
Which, I was in Russia last year and I enjoyed my time in Russia, but I don't have any great faith or belief or enjoyment from the Russian regime, and particularly with that Putin thing. And but the simple fact is, this makes incredible sense to me, almost empirical sense to me, that they have said to Apple, probably with no intention at all of expecting Apple to give over this information, but to make the point that Apple are so powerful now that they could actually, by stealth, be monitoring what is going on, not only in Russia, but in all other countries of the world. And that needs finding out, and that needs making clear.
But Lee, we know that already.
Well, we know that they do it, so we just let them get off.
I've just given you an explanation of the story before, where one of the key parts of your phone is the MAC address. It's kind of like the unique thing to your phone.
Yeah.
Now, with these free Wi-Fis we were talking about earlier, they take your MAC address.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if we're going to point out that some poxy little pub round the corner is capable of stealing your information and giving it to a no-mark numpty with zits around the corner, why are we decrying the fact that the government is asking if they're actually doing it to a government?
No, Lee, you're missing the point. What they're asking for is they want Apple's source code.
They're not going to give it.
Of course they're not.
So it's
applesauce.
Applesauce.
Are they pork eaters in Russia?
Yeah, exactly. Goes well with pork. Do they eat pork in Russia?
But it's the fact that they are highlighting this problem. That's what's important. They may never get it. It's the fact that we're highlighting some poxy little kid down a pub round the corner, and they're highlighting the thing that could be affecting the governments of this world. And Apple should be taken to task over anything like this.
Right, we move on because we are very short of time now, boys and girls. Funnily enough, thank you.
Show.
Just for those of you who, well, you will know, a lot of you, there's a thing called Kickstarter on the internet, which is where you raise funds for things. And I just thought we could get a Kickstarter campaign going for Lee's new car for next year.
Why not for my new car?
Well, you want one as well?
I would like some Jaguar, yes, please.
No, you can't have a Jaguar.
Why not?
Because it has to be one of these cars that you don't drive.
Oh, one of those you were talking about.
Yes.
That one would be okay too.
Yes, it's a driverless car that's going to be authorised to drive on the road in London
next
January.
Don't make sense, does it?
Well, that's pretty safe, because from what I understand, the traffic doesn't actually go anywhere. It'll just be stationary.
So it'll be parked.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Oh. What worries me is that you're sitting at home watching telly and like chatting with the missus who you're not talking to at the moment because she's being naughty. And so then you're sitting there, and all of a sudden your car gets bored and goes out for a drive by itself. And the whole world is besetting by driverless cars going down the road and going out and frolicking together.
No, well, you know what it is.
You know what? Unless it stops and picks up a pint of milk, some bread, and a packet of fags, I don't want it to go anywhere.
Well,
and
no, exactly, but it's kit.
Get out of guys, itself to go and get it.
Guys, it's Knight Rider come to reality. It's kit.
My friend has a Knight Rider.
Yeah, but Michael was in kit most of the time.
Well, this is
he
true.
Doesn't it? Of course he was.
Yeah, and but Michael could talk to his watch and go, Kit, come here, and the car come here, and this would be the same.
I need one.
Pardon? You want one.
I want one.
You want
I
one.
I need one.
I want one just to crash it on purpose.
Does it have a sort of remote control switch with it?
I don't know, to be honest. I haven't looked into it that far. I think the whole idea is stupid.
No research again.
Stupid idea. sad news, but we're going to give you the good news to go with it. There was an incredible fire down in Eastbourne this week. Well, yesterday, I think it was. And the UK's got a couple of... It's only got a couple of things that the UK's got that's anything that's different. And the piers that they've got from old English days are wonderful. The Eastbourne one went up in a cloud of smoke. But the good news is the government have already pledged £2 million to get the arcade back to life again, which I think is wonderful. Well done, David Cameron. That's a very good thing to do.
Why don't they just claim off their insurance like everybody else has to? Why does David Cameron give them £2 million? Which ain't even going to build a strut for them. Why don't they claim off their insurance? Were they not insured? We wouldn't get something sorted out if we were.
He's so negative, isn't he? We just want it back.
I'm positive. I'm positive. I'm pointing out the iniquities of the world.
Right.
You're a curmudgeon today. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, this is... I could borrow these and bang him around the... He has got the ump today. It's because Andrea's told him to shut up. Muhammad Ali's gloves, the ones that he wore when he fought Joe Frazier, have been sold for $400,000.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's ask Kat because she hasn't had a word in edgeways. Would you ever buy them?
What for?
I agree.
Exactly. What for?
Mittens. They're just mittens. They're just big fat mittens.
Oh, okay.
If they were magical gloves that could turn you into, like, you know, put them on and you become the world's greatest boxer and you could go and punch anybody in the face and completely annihilate them, then that's different. But they're not. They're big.
Oh,
they're
that's
big
terrible.
Mitts,
that's
like Lee says.
Violence.
Yeah, but that's all right. Some people need a good beating.
And we move on to a loo with a view, Lee.
A what?
A loo with a view.
Oh, right. Now, there you have it. Now, as my son-in-law-to-be is an architect, I think this is a story that he should pay attention to, because some numpty, as the word of the day, has built... in Berlin, a 10-story high block of... a hotel block. 10-story high block hotel, which he has then covered in glass, forgetting that on every floor there is a loo. And when you use that loo, people can see through the window because he forgot to put some frosted glass in it. So
Hang on a minute. This is Germany, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're famous for the...
Doesn't matter, Lee.
Anyway.
Well,
I can tell you this, that if there are a group of German tourists staying in Aqua City in Poprad, and you happen to go downstairs to the saunas, they'll be walking around stark naked, because it's normal.
Yeah, but that's different from moving your bowels in front of the whole world.
Well, you can't see that. You can't see that bit, because you're sat on it.
10-story high toilet.
Anyway,
if the toilet's like glass, and I've got more problems with this than.
We wish, we know because we hate him really, but I suppose we should congratulate Robert Hamilton.
Who's he?
He's a guy who bought a lottery ticket 3 months ago and won $1 million.
Why do we hate him?
This week, because he's won another $120 million as well.
We do hate him. We hate him
to bits. He's won the lottery twice.
I want to be his friend.
You'll get hit by lightning, I bet you.
He will, won't he?
Rachel, you're being awful today. You're almost like one of those mad killer people.
I feel like a true Darwinian.
She was telling me when we were doing our own private show about that poor giraffe that banged its head.
I saw that, yes. That wasn't very nice, was it?
No. Oh, violence, that's what you are, Rachel. Just because you can wear your hat.
I've become very violent in the time I've been in Darwin, and I think it's a cultural thing.
Sure.
But that's why I should leave now, because I may not be sufficiently medicated to hold my violence within myself.
Anyway, final story. We've avoided the Commonwealth Games completely, apart from saying, of course, that it looks like England's going to beat Australia.
Huh. Yeah, but don't worry, we're a convict nation. We'll steal your medals.
It's still a bit of a kick down under, though.
Oh, very good. And the numpty, as we've got the word of the week, it's numpty of the week award goes to a Dundee hotel who said to a person who is going to be in the Commonwealth Games with the shotgun shooting as a license, as all the rest of it, "You can't bring your gun in here, mister."
Her name's Rachel, by the way.
Sorry.
She loves guns.
Mrs. Mrs. "You can't bring your gun in here, Mrs." Well, what's she going to do with it? Leave it outside so someone can nick it?
Well, the thing is, she got arrested for 4 hours and interviewed by the police over it. And actually, it is quite legal for somebody who has a proper licence and a proper box, if you forgive that phraseology, to take a rifle into a hotel. And that's what she was saying, particularly when the hotel knew that just round the corner, the Commonwealth Games shooting contest was going on. Yeah. And she explained who she was. And why did the police come along and arrest her? What
I have no idea.
It's like taking Tendulkar's bat off him because...
Exactly.
Somebody over the head with it.
Anyway, I can tell you that having held a licence many years ago, you can take a gun around with you in your car. You have a proper box welded and bolted down and all the rest of the stuff. It's absolutely no problem at all. And I think the bloke at that Dundee hotel should go out and apologise to the planet.
I think he should be shot with that gun.
I think he should apologise on his knees on broken glass. That'd be
and then
it.
Be shot.
And then
that's
be shot.
That's the worst of the things Rachel's been saying.
Well, anyway, I hate to tell you this, but Rachel, you've got to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Rach.
Well, no, to the people.
To the people.
Oh, bye-bye, people. I may not see you next week because I will be looking to get on an aircraft.
Oh no,
not next week, the week after. I see, I don't even know when I'm
leaving.
Don't
flush, Rachel,
don't flush.
Yeah.
Lee, your turn.
What, to say goodbye? I've hardly said hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, don't do that. Come on, say goodbye, quick.
I'm just saying goodbye, everybody. I love you.
Right, there you go then. And you didn't get a word in edgeways, did you?
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, but they didn't hear you. They didn't hear,
oh, did they not hear me?
No, because I faded them down now, so they can't talk. So you've got at least 10 seconds to say goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. Goodbye.
I'm all unnecessary. See you next week, boys and girls. Take care. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely one. Till next week. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.